Where the hell are you at?
We are on the river. We are actually on producer Paul's boat.
Yay. On this what is, river?
Yeah, the river, the River Thames. There's only one river, Tony.
I thought you could put it on the Fleet River underneath concrete in London.
No.
Oh, this is sad actually, day for London when they started covering up the rivers. There's like 30 rivers that go into the Thames in there that are all under London.
They're so what was it? What was it? Because I know sewage. We're famous. What we're famous for in this country is taxing people for things. So then instead of paying the tax, we'll go, no, you're ripping us off. So we're going to block it in. So that's why windows, there's a lot of places with windows bricked up.
Yeah, I think this is different than the windows. I don't think this is about tax. This is just about, like, London got too full and crammed. So they just leveled it over. Fleet Street, Fleet River, there's a few in there. You ever gone mudlarking?
I haven't, no.
No, me neither. It looks fun, though. Looks good, but I can't afford the boots.
I've larked about on mud, but I wouldn't really call it mud larking. Like spelunking. I've never been spelunking. I've been down holes.
In this comedy podcast, the people are represented by two separate yet equally unimportant comedians. This guy.
I thought Flat Earth might be something you'd get on board with.
And this guy.
That'll show the BBC what they're missing out on.
These are their stories.
Silence in the court.
I've done my fair share of larking about, but not mud larking. But what's splunking? That doesn't sound good at all.
That's, spelunking. It's
that
where
sounds
you're
like
going.
Masturbating.
No, that's because like you're a man, and that's all we think about.
Splooping your.
I was mud larking, and then suddenly I ended up spelunking over everybody that was around me. No, it's caving. Go down in the caves.
And they call it splunking?
Spelunking, yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible name for it. Don't like it.
I don't know why it's called that. If only there was a way we could find out, if we could fact check these things. I heard it, I've heard it years ago, and then they mentioned it in, like, The Dark Knight or something like that.
Oh, yeah, look, you're bobbing up and down ever so gently. What part of the Thames are you way out in the Essex part?
No, we're up in Kingston, so we are, where are we, west.
Yeah, what
So we're at Walton-on-Thames, which is where, now we've told people they're going to come and scupper your boat, Paul.
So what happens when those twats from Cambridge and Oxford go rowing by? Are you allowed to get your boat out and just go ram them?
Yeah. There's an ancient law that says any knob in a boat like that, you can knock them in with your own boat. Only if you've got your own boat.
When all those twats who come from families that made their money from slavery go rowing by, feel like it'd be your duty to go out there and give them a bit of a bash.
If you've got your own boat, you are allowed to go at them.
Hasn't taken me long to make it dark already. Hey, let's
get
back.
I love it. I love it. So we were supposed to be talking about. We're on a mode of transport. We're on the river, but we are going to talk about. The flight. We're going to talk about air travel, Tone.
Well, of course, and that you're Rich Wilson.
Yeah.
So if you want to put if you're listening to this on a podcast and you want to put a name to the face, that's Rich Wilson.
Yeah, I'm the disordered part of law.
And I'm law, Tony.
Yeah, he's law, Tony. Law. Esquire. Are you Esquire?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, is that a British thing, Paul?
What's an Esquire?
Esquire.
Mean?
When you call yourself Esquire?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Yeah, because Tony's Canadian, so he wouldn't be an Esquire.
Yeah, why Rich not? Wilson. Why can't I? But what is an Esquire, though?
What is an Esquire?
You haven't satisfactorily...
I thought it was a magazine with naked ladies.
No, it's not. No, Esquire's not. No, it's not that. It's a thing that they call... For some reason, they go, it's Rich Wilson Esquire.
I can be one, too. I don't think it's just a British thing. French.
You talk, and I'm going to Google it. Esquire.
I'll talk. Well, of course, Rich Wilson.
Esquire.
The first flight was Icarus and Daedalus, wasn't it?
Really? They were the first ever people to launch themselves into the sky.
Yeah, so Daedalus, who was, he was...
he was the dad, wasn't he?
He was a Greek. He was also in the cartoon. What did he do? He built... He built wings of wax and feathers.
Yeah.
He was a brilliant engineer. But he flew too close to the sun, so then the world just went no more flight for a while.
Yeah. So Daedalus was the dad, and he.
Oh, Daedalus, is that how we're?
That's how we pronounce it here. That's how I was told to pronounce it.
Oh, right,
Daedalus. Daedalus.
And then what happened?
And then his son took the wings, and he said to him, "Be careful! Don't fly too close to the sun."
Was his son Icarus?
Icarus was his son, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that connection.
Daedalus and Icarus.
Daedalus. Daedalus the doodler, they used to call him. He was Daedalus the diddler.
Oh, man, but that's two different things, doodling and diddling.
Yeah, well, back in those days, diddling had a different meaning. It didn't mean what it's come to mean. It just means, dawdling. Dawdling. Yeah. It just changed, you know.
And doodling was the writing on the walls, weren't they? So
yeah. Well, the writing was on the wall for Icarus. I don't know how they powered it to get up there, but anyway, then the world left.
Yeah,
we decided not to bother with flight for a long time, didn't we?
So many years.
You know, when people talk about when they talk about their country or they're from, it's like we did this and then we did that, and then in World War II we did this. And you think, well, no, we didn't do fuck all because we weren't born. A generation of better people did that. And bad and worse people, better and worse in some ways. But I feel like if you're ever going to use the we, it's definitely okay to use it as a human. We should all be just like we.
Wow. This brings people more together.
It'll bring people together.
And this brings me perfectly back to what we were saying at the beginning with Esquire. Like giving yourself titles. And I had a look, and Esquire is a polite title appended to a man's name when no other title is used, typically in the address of a letter or other document. So if you haven't got it's instead of Mr. or Doctor or something like that, you can just go, Esquire.
I wonder why you
could be an Esquire, Tone.
Why would you not want to be a Mister? I wonder.
Wow.
Well, you learned that pretty.
Anyway,
you learned that pretty quick off the old Google there, didn't you?
Oh, dude, I'm getting involved with Google now.
So I'm going to work out a better backdrop. I have to in my sound booth. I'm so close to the thing. It's just mostly face. So this isn't a great experience for YouTube. Anyone's going to find this on YouTube.
You'll be surprised. Actually, we were talking about this just now, and YouTube's actually doing all right.
They love it. Somebody mentions your voice booth, though, in it.
Yeah.
That's right on.
A lot of acoustic padding.
Do they? Oh, right. So they mention how deep the sound is. Hey, we haven't really officially launched yet, have we? Because we've been
kind of not. We haven't really backed it. We've put this out, but we haven't really got behind it and pushed
it. We've got to get behind it and push it, haven't we, at some point?
Mm.
Get some celeb friends to push it out. You must have some celeb friends.
No, you do. You've got loads.
I'll see if Buxton will do it, but I don't think he does the internets anymore.
This is the thing. Everyone says, producer Paul says the same thing. Everyone keeps saying, well, I don't really do. So you're going to have to do social media. This is all.
Well, we have to.
Have to.
We've got to do it, yeah.
We've got to do it. So cheers, everyone.
So what else happened in flight? Balloons.
So was it Icarus? Sorry, pardon me. You went from Icarus and Daedalus to then balloons. There was nothing else.
Well, Da Vinci had some pretty insane fucking machines, didn't he? Leonardo. Bloody.
Yeah, he was busy, wasn't he?
Back then when a painter was a painter and a doodler and a diddler. I think this episode's going to be called The Diddlers.
Yes.
What does it mean nowadays, Rich? Diddling. What does that mean?
Well, straight away I'm thinking something I don't want to think about anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Is it diddling specifically about what?
Yeah.
Say it.
I don't want to say it. Diddling people that you shouldn't.
Oh, you see. Oh, so like ladies. Ladies?
No, not even ladies. Well, not necessarily specifically ladies. People of an age that you shouldn't be touching.
No. Yeah. Don't take it there, Rich. I don't like where your mind is.
I don't want to. It's just that.
That's awful.
That word is now synonymous with that.
So I think people, my dad, when he's, he just turned 88 the other day. Happy
this
birthday.
This is a hell of a link, Tone, from Diddley to your dad.
whoa, you made that, not me. No, he thought, because he used to listen to, on the wireless, on the radio, they used to listen to Superman once a week.
And one day
he decided he was definitely going to fly. So he went up in the hayloft of the barn. He tied a sheet around his neck. He thought he was going to jump out of the hayloft. There's hay at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, because they had to feed the horses. And he jumped out and he thought he was just going to take straight off. But you know what happened? Guess what? He didn't. He went straight to Earth and learned right away that Superman's fucking bullshit. And that's when he started to mistrust the world.
Well, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Gravity is something that Superman doesn't have to deal with.
Balloons, late 1700s, probably okay. France, wasn't it? Poshos in France.
Do you remember, though, before, talking about your dad taking off from somewhere high, do you remember Bill Hicks used to say that people, when they did drugs, and then they go, oh, I think I can fly, he goes, all right, cool, start from the ground.
Like, oh, yeah,
work your way up.
don't leap out a building, that's no good.
So this is aristocrats with the balloons.
Yeah, defenestration, that's a terrible thing, isn't it?
This is a terrible thing. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's when you throw someone out a window. But you're not to blame because no, who's going to know? They just fell out the window. Terrible. It's quite scary. Makes you never want to go near a window.
It's got the word finish in it as well.
I think finished.
I apologize.
Oh, I wish I had the Google on here. I wish I wasn't in this booth with my one arm because I'd like to know what the root of that was. It'll be... it'll be Latin, won't it? De fenestrate.
Yeah.
It'll be mostly Latin, that, won't it?
Fenestral.
Well, that's French.
Fenestral is window in French, I think, isn't it? So if you're unwindowing someone.
Unwindowing.
You've been unwindowed.
Well, the French is just, it's just a pigeon... Pigeon Latin anyway, isn't it? French. That's all it is. We call it French,
it
but
is.
It's just Latin, isn't it? Scummy Latin.
I don't even know.
How can everyone say it's all romantic when...
There's an actual word for throwing someone from a window.
Oh, wait, I got to check
That's
a
amazing.
Text. Look at that, I got my text. This looks important.
Okay. This makes great podcasting.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. It's just someone...
Is there someone trying to get in your cupboard?
Someone else for a gig on Saturday, and I just got a little bit of a panic because I thought, I've already got the details, and someone says, oh, I'm going to send you the details from Saturday, and I think, don't tell me I've double booked.
Oh, ooh. Man, you and me
both. Isn't that a panic? Have you ever done that much?
Every week. All the time.
I do it a lot. I bolt upright when I get the text and go, oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit. And then you check and you got it and you don't know which messaging service you've got the message from to figure out who the fuck is that? Where did I book it? So I hope that's not happening.
Oh, dude, I get it all the time. And then I get to that. I go, no, I kind of fucked up. And then I go back and find the messages and I go, oh shit. Yeah. I said, even then. I shall put this in my diary now.
Yeah. Or the where you don't, you haven't put, yeah, when you haven't put the gig in and they go, are you on your way? And you go, no, I'm in bed.
Or I'm the other end of the country.
But yeah, that's why I love the people who check in with you the day before at least.
Yeah.
Or earlier in the week. I just think they're the saviors.
If you send me a message on Monday, I can either... say yes, or I can let you down by Tuesday.
Yeah. Say I've actually booked myself two other places. I had an agent one time who, Avalon, that's who they were. And the guy had, they booked me in two places at once, and I was on my way to one gig. And then, so the other gig got in touch with Avalon and said, where is he? And he waited to tell them just before the gig for some reason, can't remember why. But then he blamed it on me and said, oh, Tony's got the wrong train. Meanwhile, I'd actually gone to the other gig they'd booked me. So I don't mind it. Like, if it's me who's made it, then I can own it. But I don't like if they're going to blame me.
No.
It's that's nice, not good agenting. No.
That's why you've got an agent. They take the shit for you. They go, oh, yeah, we fucked up. I've got someone that helps me with my diary, lovely Sean. And he's great because he's made a couple of mistakes. And very rarely, he's brilliant. Every now and
Sean
again,
Olmey?
Yeah. Every now and again, one will slip. It's not his fault. He's busy.
Sean Olmey?
Yeah.
Oh, and I know Sean. Like, he gave me my first paid 20-minute set, I think.
He's a lovely man.
It's a Scream, Sheffield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Got a paid 20-minute gig there in the late 90s. I went to the gig with Robin Ince.
Oh, my God. I love Robin. Robin's a nice guy.
He had no gray hair, and he was a chatterbox back then.
He chatters now.
The whole way there on the, not the Greyhound, what do we call our buses? On the National Express. National Express, slept on Sean's floor. Yeah.
Mate.
Exciting stuff. Oh,
so anyway,
no,
speaking
no,
of...
It's literally live. It's happened. East Sheen. Oh, wow.
Oh.
What we're talking about.
Has it actually happened?
Oh, yes. Wait.
Oh, no. Oh. You need a hot air balloon to get get to both of them.
Have I avoided it? Let's see. Let's keep in touch. It might be that, because it's a double, it might be, guys, let's hold our, cross our fingers, that that it's the, oh boy, East Sheen, oh no, it's not. This one's between Putney and Richmond.
A live fuck up. You heard it here first, folks. The life of a comedian. See, it's not just me. We're all useless.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, well, that's taken up 10 minutes of the pod of me going, so it's definitely, I've definitely messed up. So I'm going to be distracted for the next 10 minutes.
Let's get on with it. Let's talk about balloons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so then balloons. That'd be scary going up. Scary going up in a balloon the first time, wouldn't it?
Have you been in one? First ever. Like, no one else has been in one before.
Yeah, so they sent up some dogs. There's always a dog. They always put a dog up first. Like the dog's going to come back and go, that wasn't bad, actually. Like the Russians found a stray dog when they flung one up into space, didn't they? A stray.
He's now famous, that dog, yeah.
Yeah, he's called something like Leica. I think it's Leica.
Something like that.
I thought he was named after the camera lens, but not.
Oh, yeah.
Leica. You put Leica into space. but the French chucked some chickens up, and they went through a few different animals, and then finally a person went up and they tethered it.
Monkeys.
But
no
one had ever been that high before.
No.
Straight off the ground. I mean, you probably in the mountains, you could look over a cliff. That'd be a similar sensation.
But in a bag of gas underneath, when you're underneath a bag of gas with a naked flame, and you're stood in a wicker basket, which is basically fuel for the fire. It's tinder.
Wow. We are standing on the shoulders of morons. I mean, what a maneuver. I mean, you got to hand it to them. That's some brave guy. When the average age was like 32, reminding yourself, everyone doing that's in their late teens, early 20s, so they're just risk-taking as fuck. So
yeah, that's true. They stand in this bucket of petrol.
Nowadays,
and then we'll get these candles, and we'll get this bag of gas, and this will lift us up into the sky.
Well, there's always a story here and there. There's probably dozens of them around the world of someone who's filled up loads of balloons and put them to a garden chair. And lifted off and gone 100 miles before they. That happens a lot.
Before there's a flock of ducks that swoops into the balloons.
In the early days of the internet, there used to be loads of videos of what they call them, the Darwin Awards, when people would dive stupid things, like the guy chop his own head off with a chainsaw.
Dude, my favorite one. My favorite one. Is the guy that got an engine from a jet plane, and he strapped it to his car, and then he was going to try and break the land speed record. And they said there's a movie about this as well. And the investigators came out and they went, right, so you know, like the burnout, you know, when you like a fast car and it like a dragster, and it goes and it burns out so the burnout was like a mile long with this thing.
Really?
in his car, and he said, right, so you see where the skid marks finished, and there's all these shards of metal. And like, yeah. Well, that's where he left the ground. And then he said, and you see that those mountains over there? He went straight into the mountains and Whoa. Just evaporated. Like, they never found a trace of him.
Really?
Again. Yeah.
Where was this? America.
In America, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Pioneers. That's that pioneer spirit for you. Seven ago.
Or the other one where they're in an RV and they've switched on the cruise control and then went into the back to make drinks.
Oh, yeah. They famously redid that scene in Anchorman 2. I think it was Anchorman 2, one of them. When they did that, they go back. Oh, man, I'm going to rewatch all the two Anchormans. They're so good. They hold up, don't they?
They do hold up. So funny. I still say that when he goes, hi, I'm Ron Burgundy. He goes, who put a question mark on the end of the teleprompter?
Yeah. I do that every voiceover I ever do. I do a version of that joke.
It's so funny.
And I think you have to. Yeah. So then balloons, well, they evolved into the Zeppelin or airships.
Oh, yeah.
Where you could figure out how to steer them. You know, and then you don't see it as much these days. It used to be, it would always be on any history magazine or book that was a general history. There'd always be a picture of the Hindenburg burning up. Oh, the humanity! That's a good clip. Everyone's running around burning. Oh my God, the humanity! Or I think that's what he said.
When it
Remember
comes,
that?
You see it comes in just into the floor, like a lawn dart.
Yeah. They kept flying them after that, didn't they? Or did they make sure that the writing was on the wall? Oh,
I
you know,
I've seen the film. Yeah, I watched the film about it with Michael. I think Michael York's in it.
I've had a terrible backache for the last few days, and I haven't had a trapped nerve or a bad back, lower back injury for years, and then so. I wondered what have I done differently, and I had gone to do some gigs in Guernsey, and it was in a nice hotel in the middle of the island with no shops within a 1 hour walk away.
Wow!
And nothing just farms, like nothing really to see unless you're on the coast. So I decided I was going to use this hotel. So the way I think I hurt my back was I had the laziest day and a half I've ever had, where I just laid in the bed all day watching videos. I caught up on all, because there's so much good stuff on Apple TV, I watched almost all of that. So I either sat at the desk, ordered room service, lied on the bed, watched on my phone, sat at the desk, and I just thought, oh, my God, I'm a piece of shit, but this is the best. So I think I've actually hurt my back through laziness. And the gig was downstairs in the hotel. I'd get up, walk down, you know, watch the first act, do my set, go straight back up, back on my back.
Wow.
So I think I must have had muscular dystrophy. What's that when your muscles dystrophy? Dystrophy?
Atrophy. Yeah.
I think all of my muscles just went soft and I became a bag of meat. And then when
you
I
liquidized
stood up,
yourself.
Then I had to stand up, walk to an airplane, sit in a funny position. And then I think by the time I got back to London, that was all, folks. It was a frickin'. So my back's a farting mess. I don't know why I brought that up. I was going to say something about.
This is why you needed to be in a hot air balloon instead of a plane. If you'd have come back on a plane, you would have been stood up the entire time.
Oh, man.
If you came back in a balloon.
I had a really good... That was building to something, why I brought my back up, and now my mind's gone blank. I think it's because the pain's coming back from sitting upright in my booth. This isn't my best podcasting performance ever.
I don't know. It's good.
Here's one of the things I did in the hotel where my back, as I watched, as we're talking about the air, I watched Masters of the Air on Apple TV for the third time through all nine episodes and the documentary, which is another hour. So I watched all of that again. Oh, man, I love it. So I love it so much that I was starting to talk like one of the characters by the end of it. And when I was when I went on stage the second night to do my gig, I was talking like that for the longest time. And I thought to myself, you sound like a Southern American from the 1940s, and I don't know where that's come from. We got to get back up there, man. And then I do my shouting bits like that. We got Messerschmitt 2 o'clock. And it's because of Austin Butler.
Oh.
Who I've got a man crush on.
He's cool, man.
He's gorgeous. I don't like what he's done to his lips. But Austin.
He's had them filled.
Yeah, because they look like the Joker where they curl up at the sides. But I forgive him. Because he was filming Elvis for 3 years.
Jesus.
Oh, I said this last week. I'm repeating myself. He started talking like Elvis Presley so much, he couldn't stop doing it. So he had to get a voice coach to train him to talk a little bit less like Elvis. Anyway, so it wore off on me. And I remember my wife and I, when DVDs first became a thing, or at least when we first got into them, and we had no kids, and we were just, nestling down for the winter. I didn't have any gigs for a couple of weeks, and it was really cold winter. And so for 2 weeks, we watched all of The Sopranos. To the point where we were watching them. So, and like humans weren't used to watching shit one after the other back then. So we just completely indulged. And I remember it was like days on end, like putting in 16-hour days, then sleeping of The Sopranos. And then, but we realized at one point we hadn't spoken to each other for about 8 hours. And I was like, hey, you know what? We got to go out and get some steak. And she went, yeah, sure. I think we should. So we went up to the steak or the restaurant at the top of the street, Brown's, and went in there. And we still didn't talk. And I went, the waitress came over and I said, I'm going to have a steak and a scotch. 3 fingers of scotch. I can't do the voice anymore, but back then, boy. Anyways, I watched a lot of Sopranos. And now I watch a lot of Masters of the Air. And I even wake up with nightmares about bombing raids gone wrong.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. If you watch it, you'll get traumatized. One guy's buddy gets stuck in the little the bubble gun.
Underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little guys.
Ooh. Like they were small.
You have to open that hatch up to get the little guy out, and the hatch is stuck. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. I have to get up and leave. Well, I couldn't at the hotel. I had to watch it. I had to get through it. Anyway, yeah.
How do you think you'd cope? When we watch these things, Band of Brothers, and all these things we watch, everyone thinks, it's like zombie films and zombie programs. Everyone thinks they'd be the hero. Everyone thinks they're going to lead the way. I reckon I'd perish in the first 10 minutes in all of it. Anything. Well,
the way we've been born and raised, I doubt we'd be prepared, especially at our age. Maybe in your 20s when you're more risk-taking and stuff. And also, people believed in stuff. And I think that if we were born 22 years before the war, and we were raised, you know, in that kind of humbleness, and or, you know, if you're born on a farm, or even if you're born in a bank, there was loads of, like, it was all strata of society were on those bomb crews. I think if we were born in the 20s or the 10s, I think we would have been all right, just like everyone else. Some of us would have got shell shock and have to get taken off the base because of trauma and shock. Some of us might have lucked out and just been able to get on with it and keep going. And I think we would have been all right. But if we had our upbringings that we've had in the modern day and then had to do it, I think we'd be in trouble. But I think humans surprise themselves. I think definitely 18-year-old lads to 25-year-old lads definitely could knuckle into it. Oh, no, you went dead. What happened there?
Hello?
Hang on.
Now I can hear my voice.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. I don't like my voice. I need to be deeper. So I think I would have been fine in World War II. I would have been good. I'd be a good pilot up there. Flak going off all around. I don't mind. We got to get this mission.
I might need to fix this. Sorry.
Hang on.
You probably
right near the end of the podcast.
Yeah,
I know.
They made it this long. Now they want to turn off. But that's all right.
We had.
We'll call it a day and do another one tomorrow.
Silence in the court.